Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is Wednesday. Hard to believe we're down the 22nd of March already, but we're here. This is Financial Survival, and of course, Melody took a few days off, so I'm here trying to do my best to fill her shoes and do a good job, and I hope I'm doing that. I really do. For everybody's sake, especially for Melody, she trusts me at this, and I want to do the best job I can for her. And as always, we're going to go to Wendy Wilson in a minute with Apothecary. She got another hot topic to talk about. I don't know how she does every week, but she comes up with two or three different ones every week to cover, and they're always important and right on point. But before we go to Wendy, we will start off with the metals in the markets, okay? All the metals had a good day today. All the metals had a good day. Gold is banging on 2,000 again, up 2,980 to 1,970.80. Silver's up 57 cents, 2,305. Platinum up 15 bucks to 995. Palladium up $41 to $1,521. So metals are looking good. And gold's about 100 bucks away from another record. I love that. I do. The U.S. markets all had down days. The Dow was down 301 points to 32,259. S&P was down 32 points to 39,70. NASDAQ was down 77 points to 11,782. The FTSE was up 0.41% to 7566. DAX was up 14% to 15216. Hang Seng was up pretty good, 1.73% at 19591. Nikkei was up 1.93 to 27466. USDX was down about 85 to 102.41. That's come down a lot in the last couple months. Oil was up 0.60 to 7027. 10-year yield was down 1.53 to 3.53%, 3.453%. So markets anywhere but here done well. They've done okay today. Gold and metals had a good day. So I hope that that's a good uptick and a good something to look forward to in metals. I do believe we're going to see the metals continue to go up and continue to those who have them. Continue to be glad to got it. Let's put it that way. If you haven't ordered yours yet, folks, you need to do it before you get any higher. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Now we're going to go to Wendy. We're going to listen to Wendy give us her information for today. We got a lot to talk about after we're done, too. A lot of news to cover, folks. A lot of news to cover. It seems like there's so much going on in every realm possible. Financial, political. I don't care what it is. It's just unbelievable what's happening in this world. But anyway, Wendy Wilson, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. Good to be with you and all the listeners today.
Good to have you.
I just think, you know, what's going on? It's just a big wrecking ball. That's what's going on. And they're just sucking the money right out of the market. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
That's on purpose, so they can bring in their agenda fix of, you know.
Well, you know, the bank problems are all part of the plan, too. They have to collapse to bring in their digital currencies. That's what they want to do, and they're going to get it done one way or the other. It's going to happen.
Mm. Yeah, but
it's going
just
to happen.
Okay. Well, we could talk all day about that.
Yes, yes.
But let's talk about repair, build, and grow, because the human body is a marvelous thing that God created, and it's designed to regenerate and heal itself. So the human body has to have certain elements to function like that. So a human metabolism cannot function without some basic elements like oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon, calcium, and phosphorus. So these elements comprise 99% of the human body. The other elements are sulfur, potassium, sodium, chlorine, and magnesium. So these elements are known as the Super 11. And humans also need water and whole food nutrients. So there is really one other source that the body needs in order to repair, damage, and heal, and build strong metabolisms and to even grow. And that source is organic protein. So we're going to get into that in a minute. So what is real protein? Well, protein is really fuel. It's a source of fuel for your cells. So our body is designed to take protein, convert it into amino acids, and then that is the fuel your cells run on. So this is the engine that drives the metabolic functions. Examples would be your balancing fluids in the system, or balancing your pH, as well as strong immune system function and storing energy in your cells. So therefore, organic protein is really pretty critical. It's a critical ingredient for good health. But the scientists are at making the artificial equivalent. Are you ready, Pastor Butch? I guess he is. So the scientists at the University of California, Berkeley, have used artificial intelligence to create artificial heteropolymers. So they tend to mimic protein that would circulate in your blood system. Now the question is, why make artificial protein when you already have natural sources of protein? Well, because there is more money in creating biomaterials or fake protein and selling them to you when organic protein sources are not available, like chicken or beef. So how is it made? According to the research, they take plastic to make fake polymers. And so, by the way, the scientists, I'm not kidding, the scientists.
That sounds appetizing, I want to tell you, that does sound appetizing, oh my.
Right. Well, we've heard about the attack on the cattle and
sure,
the chicken.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So this is all orchestrated. It's awful. So what they do is, by the way, the scientists in this study labeled the artificial intelligence that was running the computer program, the algorithm, they labeled it a female. They referred to it as her or she, which I find very creepy. And the computer program designed this polymer mixture of protein to resemble proteins inside the human biological fluids, and they call them heteropolymers. So these plastic proteins, they dissolve, and then they're said to be able to support cell function as if it were organic protein. So the researchers are hoping to use this in other applications in the biomedical science field. So let's look at the polymer scientists. That's right. Apparently, in the University of California, Berkeley, they have a lab full of polymer scientists. They're asking the question if the human body can work just as well with fewer fake proteins. So this means reducing the protein building blocks that the body needs to run on. So the lead scientist, Dr. Ting Su, thinks it's really possible using just two proteins. And she is designing artificial proteins that will mimic real protein for specific functions. Now, apparently, using plastic polymers are easy to synthesize instead of trying to recreate what nature has. Then their first test was a polymer that mimics blood plasma, Pastor Butch. So they made artificial blood, and their artificial biological fluid was able to keep natural protein intact without refrigeration, and it made the protein more resistant to high temperatures, saying that it was superior to your real human blood. So they one-up God there, is what they're saying.
Of course.
So, but their intent here has been revealed in the study. Science has been on this kind of course to reinvent creation, and they are genetically altering mankind. And here is a quote from the University of California study. They said this: the protein substitutes, or heteropolymers, could be a game changer for the biomedical applications, since a lot of effort today is put into tweaking natural proteins to do things they were not originally designed to do.
When you can ask a question, what does heteroprotein mean?
It's just what the label did. Why they call it a heteropolymer, and which is a fake protein, is anybody's guess. But they said that they're creating these fake proteins to do what they're not originally designed to do in nature. They're trying to recreate a 3D structure of natural proteins. And they say drug delivery of small molecules that mimic natural human proteins is, they say, a hot research field. So the researchers, the scientists, are also using these synthetic polymers to replace the interior functions or guts of your cells called the systole. So a team of scientists state that the cells don't really discern between real blood and artificial blood at all. I'm like, that's impossible. But here's what they said in the study. This is Dr. Sue. Basically, all the data shows that we can use this design, this framework, this philosophy to generate polymers to a point that the biological system would not be able to recognize if it was a polymer or a protein. We basically fool the biology. And the whole idea is that we design and inject you with plastics as part of a new ecosystem, and they will behave like protein, she says. I'm sorry. I'm not wanting to be injected with plastics. Thank you very much.
Nice.
So the intent here, though, Pastor Butch, is the artificial intelligence creating these artificial frameworks to enhance the work of hybrid biology systems that they're putting in man. And ironically, this research was published in the March 2023 Journal of Nature. Here's another quote from Dr. Sue. We are using plastic polymers to interact with natural proteins to improve the system, making the polymers to naturally degrade and make the system recyclable and sustainable. They're going to recycle plastics right inside you, Pastor Butch.
Wow.
That's their goal. Now, the question is, the fake blood, the cells, the protein, are they the same as what we were born with? Well, science thinks they are, and they've improved upon them. So living tissue is complex, Pastor Butch, but this research team seems to strip away the complexity, remove that from the equation, allowing for what they call flexibility. Here's another quote. She said, we paid less attention to the actual amino acid sequences of proteins than to the functional subunits of the protein or the protein interactions, such as a lock and key. So we feel it really doesn't make much difference if the key is aluminum or steel. And the actual composition of the substrates is less important than what they do. So nature doesn't do a whole lot of bottom-up molecule precision driven design like we do here in the lab. End of quote. So they really, but it's you know, I'm like, they're not looking at the bigger picture, and I'm getting to it. So I can see why Chemist Zhu doesn't want to think about the natural proteins. Remember, she says we paid less attention to the actual acid sequences. So she says we don't pay attention to that because the body can have more than, the reason she's not paying attention, there's more than 60,000 proteins. That would be overwhelming for their scientists. So there's 60,000 different proteins the body uses. So the proteins carry out different functions, such as your metabolic conversions, holding your cells together, helping your muscles work. So we're talking about functioning physically, Pastor Butch. Examples would be antibodies for the immune system to work, contractile proteins for your muscles to contract. Well, you got a beating heart, don't you? It contracts and releases. Hello. How about enzyme functions, hormonal functions, structural proteins for cell structure, storage proteins, and transporter proteins? And they're wanting to just have the human body work on two proteins. Here's another quote. We are not letting the biology tell us how the material should be designed. We're looking at individual pathways, individual factors, and not looking at it holistically, end of quote. Jeez. They're not letting nature dictate to them. They're going to redesign it the way they want it. Now, the FDA hasn't approved of the use of these fake polymer proteins yet because more research has to be done. But this is a massive mistake, Pastor Butch. The redesign of metabolic systems is going to create a lot of havoc in the human system. Science thinks it can make the body into their creation of what they want it to be, but they should really tread carefully upon God's copyright. God reserved dominion of man for himself, and making the changes that science is doing is going to backfire. And we need to be aware of what science is doing, you know?
Yeah,
so,
right.
So if you're in a trauma situation and they take you to the emergency room and they don't have any donated blood, are they going to pump you through of plastic blood? That's a
you
question.
Know, I wouldn't see why not. Well, they made margarine out of plastic many years now. We digest that. That's just insane. Insane. Go ahead.
It is insane. It's crazy. It's like, you know, well, this is what happens when you have a reprobate mind. You don't know right from wrong. You don't discern these things. You just think it's a great idea. I invented it. It's going to be great. But, you know, if the cells need quality protein, you know, we can get that from animal and plant food sources. So plant protein does offer, really, Pastor Butch, as much protein as animal, but without all the fat. For instance, your spirulina and chlorella offer as much protein as a large steak. And the body can run on that. So, therefore, you're going to find an unlimited supply of protein. If you can't get animal meats, there's plant protein you can lean on.
Right.
So we put a lot of these plant proteins in our body food mix, which is our vitamin supplement, amino acid basic mix. It's an option. Shelf life's 5 years. It's a powder. You just add it to water or juice or a smoothie. And it covers your vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins. And it's a good idea to use something like that when you do system cleansing. But a lot of people feel so good when they're on it. They go, well, I'm taking all these bottles of supplements. But you can kind of just use this one thing, which covers the gap. And it's whole food, plant-based nutrition that God created. It's his chemistry. And it works really well in the human body. So we don't need to reinvent that wheel, do we, Pastor?
No, we don't. No, we do
That's
not.
Right. Oh, we have our new catalog. It's going to be here the middle of next week. That's what the printer says, the 29th. So we're real excited. Anybody that wants a new catalog, just let us know. You can go on the website and request one, and we'll make sure you get one. Or you can give us a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Also, our spring sale is ending this Saturday on the 25th, so before prices go up, the new catalog is going to be here. This is a good time to stock up on what you need and save 25%. Details are online, or you can give us a call at 866-229-3663 or visit thepowerherbs.com. So, Pastor Butch.
Yes, you know, I'll just send her thinking. Go
yeah.
ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're going to stick with animal protein, aren't you?
Oh, I'd like them both. I have no problem with vegetable too. I have no problem, but I'm not going to take their artificial. Every time you say they're going to improve on nature, I duck because that's just absolutely insane.
Right.
It's insane, yeah. And for people to actually believe that is even more insane.
I know, and the thing is I've talked to virologists and scientists down through the last 20 years, and I read a lot of their journal articles and stuff. And the immune system's very complex and sophisticated. So what they do with vaccines and things is really very risky with regard to the special balance your immune system has to maintain. So, you know, but they're just tinkering. They're tinkering and creating whatever it is that they want to create. So it is kind of a sick philosophy for sure.
Well, you know, you have to know that there has to be money in it. I mean, that's just the bottom line. There's money in it. I mean, they have to make something artificial or they can't license it. All right, we're going to break. Okay. Thank you, Wendy Wilson, so much. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye.
All righty, folks, we are back. And I tell you, Wendy Wilson brings up some good topics and... And there's actually scary topics. Folks, every time we mess with what God's creation is and how well it works, we just mess our lives up. We truly do. Obviously, we do. I mean, look at what's happened to our society and our health and everything else. I mean, just out of greed, we try to make more money. And I say we, not necessarily you and I, but a lot of people, especially in the corporation, will make more money no matter what the cost to human life or dignity or anything else. It's about money. Love of money is still the root of all evil. Love of money is still the root of all evil. We'll start today with an article here by Peter Schiff. We needn't kid ourselves. Everything that government puts out, we pay for. Please understand that government produces nothing. It provides services, perhaps. But it produces nothing. It doesn't even create money. It just creates digits on computers. But government produces nothing. Government is a leech on the body of the people and the nation. Government is a leech. Necessary in some areas, obviously. I mean, people who do services that we need to have, of course, need to be paid. But the tendency of leeches is to keep getting more and more and draining more and more to the drain the host dry. Well, we talk about the bank bailouts. Well, guess who's going to pay? Now, I know Biden said taxpayers won't pay for this, but if you believe that, can I sell you some beachfront property in Arizona, if you don't mind? Peter Schiff says Americans will pay for these bank bailouts. Peter Schiff appeared on the Capitol Report on NTD News talk about the bank bailouts and the possible ramifications. He said that no matter what President Joe Biden and others tell you, Americans are going to pay for this. The interview started with a clip of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen assuring Congress that the banking system is safe. So should we feel confident in our banking system? Peter said, not at all. In fact, the comment is so accurate as her earlier comments that inflation was transitory, or the comments in the days leading up to the 08 for that fiasco crisis, when she and everybody else at the Fed was saying not to worry about subprime because it was contained. Remember, about a year ago, she said this is transitory inflation? We can trust them at the banks, right? Peter noted that Yellen kept interest rates at zero for virtually her entire term as Federal Reserve Chair. That's the reason that we had such a big bubble. Those low interest rates and quantitative easing, and she was part of that. That's why all these banks are loaded up with now underwater long-term treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. So the banking system is a house of cards. It couldn't be less sound, and particularly Janet Yellen is to blame for the current state of affairs. The host noted the falling CPI and asked what that said about the state of the U.S. economy. The economy is literally a house of cards. It's imploding. But inflation is going to get much worse because the Fed has already returned to quantitative easing. Whether they admit it or not, the way they are bailing out the banks is by printing new money and adding it into the economy and taking on mortgages and government debt until their already bloated balance sheet. So the Fed's balance sheet is going to go up, the money supply is going to go up, and that means consumer prices are going to go up, way up. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden keeps insisting that Americans aren't going to have to pay for the cost of these bailouts. He's lying. Repeat that. Imagine that, a president lying to us. Oh, my. He's lying. They're going to pay the cost through higher prices. And when he sees that everybody's bank account is now safe, it's not. When he says it is, it's not. It's in more danger than ever before because your bank account is going to be eroded in value because of inflation. So even if your bank doesn't fail and you don't lose your money is going to lose its value. Folks, it's a no-win situation. And we've said this many times that government loves inflation. Inflation means more money, I guess you say, in their pockets. More ways to spend and to bring in more taxes. Inflation is taxable. Oh, yeah, it is. Puts you in a higher tax bracket when your wages go up. I just listened today about the strike in California. The teachers and the service people in the school system out there wanting a 30% pay increase over the next, I think, 3 years. Or maybe 5 years. I don't know what they'll be, but 30% pay increase. And I understand why they want it. Inflation is running probably closer to 10 to 15% every year. But I understand why they want it. But that just adds more to the inflation. Just like minimum wage does. Businesses will not lose money, and governments will just increase taxes to pay the salaries. We're on a vicious cycle here. It's like a hamster in a spinning wheel. We're running hard, but not gaining ground. We're losing ground every day. So I think Peter Schiff is right completely. I do. Credit Suisse sees both bailout and bail-in at the same time. Billions vanished yesterday. Now, y'all know what a bailout is, obviously. We bail them out with our tax dollars. And bail-in is they just don't give your money out of the bank. They keep your money. If it's in the bank, they keep it. Understand this, please. This is actually law. If your money's in the bank, it is not your money. If they decide to keep it, they can keep it, and they do. The Credit Suisse bailout combined government liquidity, which is a bailout. Let me repeat that. The government Swiss bailout and combined government liquidity, a bailout, with bank confiscation of Tier 1 bank bonds, a bail-in, to achieve a lawless, blatantly illegal overnight merger with the UBS Bank, bypassing any shareholder vote and destroying tens of billions in assets. This all just happened last night, and the banking contagion will continue to spread. It started with the crypto collapse, then FTX, then it spread to Silicon Valley, where crypto exposure was large in commercial banks, and now it has spread to large banks in Europe. The contagion isn't over. This will only get worse and more widespread. The collapse of the Western financial system is now underway. Folks, the Western system is collapsing, rotting from the inside out. And I say Western, I mean America, I mean Europe, I mean it's rotting from the inside out. People getting angry, and rightfully so. And the more angry they get, the more destruction comes in and gets just it deteriorates. This is a sad state of affairs for anyone, but America is literally, America and the West is collapsing financially. I can't say what the Middle East is doing necessarily, or Russia or China, but I know that the Western nations are really going downhill very quickly. Remember a while back we reported to you that Amazon's going to put in cashless stores? You're going to pay for a thing with a palm scan? I remember it's been at least 25 years ago, there maybe even longer. The first time I saw on a local TV station, WOAY-TV out of Oak Hill, West Virginia, ran a TV spot on the news. I remember a young lady reporting on it. Says, soon you'll walk up to the register, you scan your hand over the device and walk out with it with your stuff paid for. Well, people were just absolutely stunned that they even said that. And, of course, it never happened. Well, for obviously many years, it hasn't happened yet, but it's starting to take hold very quickly. It had to get us used to the idea over a lot of years, folks, to quit paying for things with cash. They had to get us on credit cards and debit cards. They had to do this to us. They had to get us on all these things. They had to get us on the idea that it's much more convenient to scan a card or scan your phone now. Well, now it's going to scan your palm. Amazon has rolled out contactless tech to 200 locations, including Panera Cafe. Y'all know you've heard of Panera Bread. Panera Bread is going to now let you pay for your stuff with your palm in some locations. Amazon.com Inc., palm scanning, or cashierless checkout technology is in more than 200 establishments in and outside the company, a vice president told Reuters. The e-commerce and cloud computing giant is widening the deployment of its contactless technology with existing customers, Vice President Dilip Krumer said in an interview. Amazon declined to provide growth rate figures, but in June 2022, the company said more than 69 locations in the U.S. and U.K. had such technology. It's also making new deals. On Wednesday, the U.S. cafe chain Panera Bread unveiled Amazon One devices, which let customers scan their palms to pay for two locations in Greater St. Louis. Kumar said the deployment would expand to 10 to 20 Panera cafes in coming months. A palm swipe would also let Panera pull up restaurant goers' rewards accounts and order histories, the company said. Kumar declined to state the deal's value, but described the business model as selling software and devices as a service. The expansion reflected demand for Amazon's contactless technology despite microeconomic headwinds, he said. More than 50 of the installations were with the likes of independent retailers, stadiums, and universities as customers, and the rest were in Whole Foods and other Amazon stores. When times are lean, he said, retention of existing customers and to be able to win customers becomes even more important. Amazon's own effort at a leaner operation led it to say this week it would eliminate 9,000 more jobs, totaling 27,000 since November. Some of those jobs are being cut at Amazon's Web Services, the cloud computing unit of which Kumar is a part. Kumar said that he would not speculate on whether still more layoffs would follow. Nearly 150,000 employees at tech companies have faced cuts this year alone, according to Industry Tracker Layoffs FYI. 150,000 this year alone, folks, in tech companies. But we're looking at something here that we always thought would be sometime in the future, never happened in our lifetime. You're going to pay with the palm of your hand. And I don't know how you are about going into stores that have no cashiers. I don't like it. And if I can avoid it, I won't do it. And if I go in a store that doesn't have any cashiers up front, I call for a cashier. You say, well, you can do it yourself. Yes, I can do it myself. But I don't want to do it myself. I want to pay in cash. I don't want to scan the products on my own and put the cash in and get the change back. I don't want to do that. I want some live individual there giving me some service and doing the job and getting paid for it. You do as you please. You may think, well, I'm just an old fogey, and I am. I know that. But I want somebody there when I go up front in case I have a question or situation. I want somebody to answer questions or take care of the problem. Now, FedNow, 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 instant payments are coming and CBDCs will follow. Folks, they don't bring it in one fell swoop. People will not like the idea of all of a sudden doing that cash. They're getting eased into it. Like I said, they have been for 50 years. Started with checks. No cash, checks. I remember when the coal mines, back when I was a little boy, paid cash to the workers. Then they went to pay checks. Now it's direct deposit. Probably on cards somewhere. That's all toward this movement of the cashless society. There's absolutely no doubt that a financial system is in flux right now. We're watching a storm approach, and it's about to envelop the entire nation in chaotic conditions. If you think things are crazy now, just hang on to your halo. It's about to get a whole lot worse. Remember how we talked about CBDCs a few weeks ago? Lots of people in the comments said never, no way, and heck no. Well, unfortunately, it's being rolled out and soon. Of course, they're not calling it CBDCs, not yet. It's under another name, and it's quite a federal, and it's not quite a federal digital currency. I'm sure this too will be called a conspiracy theory, but the Federal Reserve is launching FedNow, an instant digital payment system. This in itself is not a central bank digital currency, but it puts into place a framework needed to make the idea a reality. FedNow will be launched in July, according to a press release from the Federal Reserve. And what is FedNow? On March 15th, in the midst of the banking collapse, the Federal Reserve issued a press release detailing a new instant payment system that will be launched in July. That system is called FedNow. Here's what they say about it. The first week of April, the Federal Reserve will begin the formal certification of participants for the launch of the service. Early adopters will complete a customer testing. One more time. Early adopters will complete a customer testing and certification program informed by feedback from the new FedNow pilot program to prepare for sending live transactions through the system. Certification encompasses a comprehensive testing curriculum with defined expectations for operational readiness and network experience. In June, the Federal Reserve and certified participants will conduct production validation activities to confirm readiness for July launch. We couldn't be more excited about the forthcoming FedNow launch, which will enable every participating financial institution, the smallest to the largest, and from all corners of the country, to offer a modern instant payment solution, said Ken Montgomery, first vice president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston and FedNow program executive. With the launch drawing near, we urge financial institutions and their industry partners to move full steam ahead with preparation to join the FedNow service. Many early adopters have declared their intent to begin using the service in July, including a diverse mix of financial institutions of all sizes, the largest processors, and the U.S. Treasury. Oh, folks, we're getting close. Very close to Kaiser Society. And I know you get tired of hearing this, and the Mark the Beast technology, which is already here. They're just putting the final touches on it. I know that nobody else likes to talk about these things, but it doesn't change the fact that's happening. It's happening as we speak. And we're seeing more and more acceptance of us everywhere because, after all, it's so convenient not to have to carry money or cash or even a card now, really. It's so convenient to just take the palm of your hand, scan it, and leave. Oh, how sweet that is. talk about making it easier on me to go to the store. I can't forget my wallet because it's in my hand. Folks, we are that naive as a people to do these things. Obviously, we are. We're doing it. So all I can say is prepare yourself. It's coming. Call Meldon. Get ready because cash is going to become scarce. Hard cash is going to be king. 800-375-4188. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we're on the last part of the broadcast already today. Boy, did I tell you the days go by so quickly. And the hour of the radio show goes by very quickly. So much stuff to cover. And you want to cover the important things, obviously. But there's so much of it. So many different important things to cover that you just don't have time. And the hour goes by so fast. But we'll move on from there. Again, Melody's phone number, folks, is 800-375-4188. I do urge you to call and talk to them about getting some medals in your hands. I urge you very strongly to do that. I really do. Article here is entitled European Spring. Germany braces for major strikes while France burns. Oh, my. The winter of discontent that has been sweeping across Europe has now escalated into a spring of discontent with strikes and protests set to spread from France, Greece, and other surrounding countries to Germany. According to Reuters, Germany's Verdi Union and a railway and transport union, EVG, are preparing to unleash paralyzing strikes on the country's airports and railways next Monday. Verdi's negotiating for 2.5 million public sector workers, including ones at airports and other public transport hubs. The union has demanded higher wages due to persistent inflation pressures. EVG, negotiating for 230,000 employees at railway company Deutsche Bahn and bus companies. Meanwhile, a recession looms for Europe's largest economy, which finds itself in the midst of an inflationary crisis. After experiencing a 0.4% GDP contraction in the fourth quarter of 2022, it's anticipated that the economy will once again contract in the first quarter. German economic activity will probably fall apart in the current quarter, the Bundesbank said. However, the decline is likely to be less than the final quarter of 2022. Two consecutive quarters of negative growth indicate a recession and comes as inflation weighs heavily on consumption. The combination of the two crushes living standards and is sparking a wave of discontent. Folks, you know, we had a couple of back-to-back quarters signs of recession, but nobody seemed to talk about that too much. While Germany braces for strikes and protests next week, France, Europe's third largest economy, is already burning as President Emmanuel Macron's rammed through unpopular pension reform. With growing instability in Western nations and the threat of a broadcasting banking crisis, the primary concern is whether NATO is adequately equipped to handle future conflicts. That is so sad, but so true. Nations that cannot take care of themselves and feed themselves and try to prosper and work towards progressing as a nation in every aspect certainly cannot. If they can't take care of themselves, how are they going to defend themselves against enemies that won't take them down? And to make that point, drive the point home, Xi Jinping tells dear friend Putin, change is coming as he leaves Moscow. What do you mean by that? I don't know. I don't know the details of it. This whole one does is probably him and Putin. But Xi Jinping told Vladimir Putin that change is coming as he left the Kremlin after the two leaders showcased their no-limits friendship during a pomp-filled state visit. Shaking hands as the Chinese president left the imperial palace, Xi said via an interpreter, change is coming that hasn't happened in 100 years, and we are driving this change together. Putin replied, I agree, before his counterpart bid him farewell, saying, please take care, dear friend. The Russian president stood on the pavement for a moment, waving as Xi Zemo drove away on Tuesday. What does that mean? My speculation is that means they're going to join forces even more than just trade. China and India have saved Russia's trade and probably made them prosper more than when they sell into Europe. I mean, the China and India has kept Russia afloat, so to speak, financially. And I do believe that they're working together a lot more than that. I think militarily they're going to combine more forces. I truly believe that. And I do believe that China will send them military aid. And I say this with all candor, and I'm not ashamed to say this. Why would we complain about China sending aid to Russia? We're sending aid to Ukraine. There is no difference. Not at all. If you think Ukraine is an innocent country and Russia the bad guys, you don't know history. The people of Ukraine are innocent victims, no doubt. They don't want to be bombed out of their homes, but neither do those in Russia or anywhere else. The people pay the price for the greed of the leaders, period. They always have. They always will. The sad part of it is most of them go off to war singing something about him in the public, so they can go out and get killed for the glory of their nation. Not realizing that they're used as cannon fodder for some rich man tyrant's pocket. Been that way for many years, but we'll move on. Russia will respond accordingly, threatens Putin, after UK announces depleted uranium rounds for Ukraine. The EU is sending 1 million artillery shells to Ukraine at the eye-watering price of 2 billion euros. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom has confirmed that we'll be sending depleted uranium anti-tank rounds along with their main battle tanks it is donating to the country. A long-anticipated arms procurement deal by the EU members plus Norway to the European Defense Agency to procure and send 1,155 millimeter artillery rounds to Ukraine has been agreed, ending months of discussion. The $2.15 billion price tag will be divided in two tranches. The EU said, with the first billion used to compensate European Union nations for releasing shells from their own military stocks, with an aim to send these within 2 months. The second round of funding will be paid to armaments factories in Europe and European nations to make new shells for shipment. Yeah, folks, I don't think this war is going to just die away all of a sudden. I don't see it happening. I wish it would. I wish it would. I wish that the idea that Xi Jinping had for peace in Ukraine was something that both sides would agree to, but it's not going to happen. I really don't like to say these things because it bothers me. But I don't see peace in Europe again for a long time with that total all-out war that no one wants to think about. Just don't see it. Art of diplomacy. Now listen to another step in the direction of all-out chaos and war. Russian security boss responds to Putin arrest warrant by threatening to bomb court. Russia's former president, Security Council Deputy Chairman, and Putin's stooge, has threatened to bomb the International Criminal Court in The Hague in response to its issuing an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin. Dmitry Medvedev, a former president of Russia, who now serves as a trigger-happy deputy chairman of the Security Council, has issued wild threats that his country could bomb the International Criminal Court in The Hague after it issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin. The Russian head of state is wanted by the court in relation to alleged war crimes perpetrated in Ukraine in relation to the forcible transfer of civilians, including children, from the invaded country to Russia. Russia has not taken kindly to the accusations, with Politico reporting that the country's own law enforcement officials have now opened up a criminal investigation into the judges and prosecutors in the court that helped reach the decision. The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant against Vladimir Putin. No need to explain where this paper should be used, he said. Okay. Medvedev has taken things even a step further, however, telling his followers that on chat app, Telegram in Russia would respond by shooting hypersonic missiles at the International Court in the Netherlands over the slight against the country's leader. Does that sound like we're gaining ground in a peaceful solution to anything? You know, they're talking about Trump maybe going to be arrested. Yeah, we'll see. Is it a witch hunt, as Trump says? In my opinion, yes. Will be arrested? I don't know. I think maybe that would put more oomph in Trump's campaign if he become a martyr. But I do know for sure that some people that Trump actually turned a back on do not want him around any longer to be anything have anything to do with him. And I can see their point. I know that people don't like to hear these things, but you know it's come to the point now that even the Proud Boys supported Trump all the way, and they are really upset about that. Matter of fact, mega protesters should heed Proud Boys' message. It's F Trump, and I'm not going to say the word, but that's why it's out there. It says there. Anyone who's thinking about answering Donald Trump's latest call for protest should consider messages that Proud Boys leader has posted after the storming of the Capitol 2 years ago. All right, I'm going to say it. F Trump. F him more than Biden. I've followed this guy for 4 years and given everything and lost it all, 32-year-old Ethan Norden wrote. The January 2021 post from a Telegram that chat group was intended as entered into evidence on Thursday in Washington, D.C., federal court. Norden and four other senior members of his far-right white supremacist group are on the trial there for sedition. Yes, he woke up, but he led us to believe some great justice was upon us, and never happened. Norton went on about Trump, his neo-fascist venom curdled by betrayal. Now I've got some of my own good friends and myself facing jail time because we followed this guy's lead and never questioned it. Well, yes, I can see their anger being justified because Trump did literally let him go down, and that's just all there is to it. No point to say any other way. Trump let him down, and that's... Hey, it is what it is. He let him down. And now they're angry. And I can't blame him for that at all. At all. Remember Obama's death panels? Remember they talk about that when he's in office? Death panels, everybody, oh, that'll never happen in America. Well, guess what? Medicare now using AI, artificial intelligence algorithms, to deny coverage to people deemed expendable. Let me repeat that. Medicare now using AI algorithms to deny coverage to people deemed expendable. This is our natural news. No longer are actual human doctors making personalized decisions in patient care for elderly people in Medicare. Instead, AI robots are deciding who lives and who dies. The inevitable outcome of Barack Hussein Obama's infamous death panels, AI-driven medicine, is fast becoming the norm, not only for seniors, but for everyone. If you are Medicare, beware. Things are getting much uglier by the day in terms of being an absolute Orwellian nightmare. Take the case of Frances Walter, 85-year-old Wisconsin woman with a shattered left shoulder and a respiratory condition who was forced out of her nursing home by an AI algorithm that decided she only needed to stay there for 16.6 days. On day 17, her Medicare Advantage insurer's Security Health Plan cut off payment for her care in accordance with the algorithm, even though she was not yet healed. Walter was forced to return home to her apartment where she lives alone. This despite medical notes dating back to June 2019 that show Walter's pain was extreme and she could no longer dress herself, go to the bathroom, or even push a walker without assistance. It would take more than a year for a federal judge to fix the nightmare that the AI robots would decide Walter's fate made. That judge ruled that Security Health Plan decision to obey the algorithm and cut off Walter's coverage was at best speculative. Long story short, determined that Walter was owed thousands of dollars more for care than she received, and pursuing the retribution for it, she had to spend down her life savings and enroll in Medicaid just to be able to progress at that point of putting on her shoes or getting her arm in a sling. Yes, folks, this is for real. This is happening. These things have got to come to pass. I know that. They're prophesied for a nation like America, but nonetheless, it's happening. I mean, we've got to get to the point that nobody's coming to the rescue except Christ. No one's coming to the rescue. Not Trump, anybody else. I mean, I have an article here that I probably won't have time to read today, but the title said that, listen to the title of this. This is blasphemy. Who had it worse, Trump or Jesus Christ? That's actually the name of the article. I'm not making it up. In mega world and Christian nationalism circles, many Trump supporters see his imminent arrest as eerily similar to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. What's that time to read about? Maybe we'll get this done Friday. I might keep this on Friday because I think it's important. But I cannot believe that they went this far in worship for Donald Trump. It's just unbelievable. I won't say this for Friday because I think it's something that we need to look at and decide what's happening to the people, even the so-called Christians, who compare Donald Trump to Jesus Christ because of persecutions. That, to me, is blasphemy of the highest degree. It truly is. Folks, I'll be back with you Friday, and I know Dave will be with you tomorrow, so y'all have a great evening. I'll talk to you soon. Give Melody a call at 800-375-4188. I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.